Good morning. This is the Bob and Tom Show. What is this? Monday? It's the Monday. It's the President's Day edition.
Oh, my God.
I forgot about President's Day.
It's President's Day. A lot of people have the day off today.
Oh, yeah. Tom, banks closed.
Put mail in the mailbox this morning.
Well, it's going to sit there for a day. Yeah, there you go.
Very few schools open, right?
There's a few open, but I think a lot of them.
You think there are...
That is a scam, isn't it?
That's
snow
a
days.
Scam.
Biggest scam of all time.
Snow days?
Yeah.
Any school across the country named after a president open today?
John Glenn?
Warren G. Harding.
As Christie said, apparently Christie's...
John Glenn was the only one we had close. He knew a president.
He knew a president. 32nd president, John Glenn. Mm-hmm. Isn't that
that's a good question. I'll bet there is one.
My child's school had a snow day, so we had to make it up.
Well, that's nice for those people that plan something.
Yeah.
It's really convenient for them.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, just call your kid absent.
You can argue either. You can argue either side, can't you, Tom?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because I've heard you over there going, oh, yeah, they got school off again.
That's perfect.
No.
I'm not going to say anything.
No, on the one hand, if you tell people, okay, you get these days off during the year, there are people who are very busy that plan
actually
vacations.
Actually, make plans. Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden tell them, well, by the way, the day off.
Sorry, God said you can't go because there was snow that last week.
Because it's clear to me that if the kids miss one day, that's what's wrong with our society. The reason the economy tanked is because 25 years ago they missed one day, and they must have missed the day about not loaning people money they couldn't afford to pay back. I think that was the lesson that day.
Damn.
Well.
Just guessing.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, other than that, I'm fine.
I could agree with you.
No, there's so many scams in the school system, this half-day crap.
That's
For people that work, these random half-days.
I agree.
They do that so they can get the federal funding. It counts as a full day with the government. Believe me, it's a scam.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to tell me everything's a scam? Everything
yes.
has ulterior motives? Everything?
Everything. Everything you know is wrong, okay?
If you tell the
everything you know
hey, let's
is wrong.
Take it from
I
the teachers.
That.
If you tell the teachers, by the way,
right.
you're getting a three-day weekend. Here are the dates. They plan accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers plan all of a sudden, oh, by the way, it snowed, so you have to come back. No, that's
I'm sorry, what?
That's immoral.
No, it's not.
Well, it says on the calendar when they hand it out that it could be a possible snow makeup day.
Well, you got to change schools then. That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm. I don't care. It didn't affect me.
Snow makeup day.
A friend of mine who happens to be a school teacher, because there was some confusion about whether the notice got out that we were actually having school today, she goes, I don't care if half my kids don't come anyway.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame her.
Because it'd be kind of a habit. It'd be kind of a vacation for me.
Because I know when I was a kid, going to an extra day of school, that was going to really be helpful. I've got my learning receptors turned fully on.
I would have a young Tom Griswold. That's a miniseries right there. Yeah.
Oh, I'd watch that.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't all that much fun. Let's move
here's
forward.
Here's where he's
here.
Going all wrong right. on this lesson plan.
We have.
I bet you respected your teachers. You didn't criticize.
Oh yeah. Well, you had to respect them in our age. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
If you said anything back to your teacher, they were allowed to, and your parents
That'll
encouraged
you.
This. To beat the hell out of you.
Clean the gym floor with a toothbrush.
Oh, who did that?
You had to do that?
No. A friend of mine did that.
I was paddled.
Were you at school?
Wax. We called them wax. I got three wax.
From the principal?
No, from a teacher who later got in trouble for dating an underage cheerleader.
So he got his. Huh?
He got his.
Wow. But I guess you didn't turn him on enough.
Evidently not. Evidently she liked to get whacked. I don't know.
Okay, that's nice. Well, today is President's Day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Take a president to lunch.
We do have some presidential tributes. We'll get to those in just a second. Christy, what else have you got?
There was a survey of 65 historians to rank our best presidents.
Survey
guess who's number one?
Says Abe Lincoln.
Rutherford B. Hayes.
Abe Lincoln.
Damn.
Hayes was two.
The academics rated George Washington second, Franklin Delano Roosevelt third, Teddy Roosevelt fourth, and Harry Truman as the best leaders overall. Former President
what was it again now?
Lincoln?
Lincoln,
Washington,
Roosevelt,
Franklin.
Right.
Roosevelt, Teddy, and then Truman. Former President George W. Bush, who left office last month, was ranked 36 out of 42.
He was? Yeah. He was that high?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's pretty close to the bottom.
Well, I think 42 out of 42.
I was surprised. I expected him to be 42.
Still pretty
it's
fresh.
Only 42 because Grover Cleveland was two non-consecutive terms.
Beat the system twice.
Rated
Grover Cleveland
worst
won
overall.
The Cy
we're
Award,
starting at the
he
bottom
did.
And yeah. moving up. Guess who were the worst president of all time?
It's got to be Johnson.
Harding.
Lincoln.
Harding?
Your guys are close. They're in the top bottom five, I guess.
What do we have?
James Buchanan.
Oh, I like Buchanan.
Bucky?
Bucky Buchanan?
Didn't he install the bowling alley in the White House?
He may have.
I'm not going to sit here.
He came up with Two for Tuesday.
Well, you installed Bucky Buchanan.
He thought of Two for Tuesday. No, I didn't know that.
Two for Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Andrew Johnson was at the...
Oh, well, you don't have to call me Andrew Johnson.
Second to the bottom.
He developed the phrase, your favorite music station.
On top of Johnson is Franklin Pierce.
Pierce?
Yes.
I forgot he was a president.
Me too. I did, too. Hmm. William Henry Harrison and then Warren Harding.
There we go.
Well, Harrison, because he served for only 30 days, right?
And he had pneumonia the whole time.
Right.
So. Yeah, you would think he was the worst. He didn't really do anything.
He didn't do much, did he?
I guess not. All right.
Made a long speech. Of course, that's what killed him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we'll have some presidential trivia coming up this morning.
I'm not feeling so good, but I'm killing him.
I can't stop now.
I can't stop now, man.